Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Crick Blog podcast. In this episode, we will be previewing the IPL playoffs. It's that time of year after 70 matches. We have our four teams confirmed, Rajasthan Royals and Royal Challengers Bangalore. Incredibly, they'll be playing an eliminator after Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata will play the qualifier. So we're looking forward to those two games and what's to come after that. Sharbel here from Crick Blog. We'll talk through the playoffs and what we're thinking alongside my co-host, Nash. Nash, what are your thoughts heading into the playoffs?
Look, I'm happy with the teams that I can see. You know, KKR certainly have blown a lot of teams out of the water this IPL. They've played really good brand of cricket. So has Rajasthan for the first half. Second half, they lost their way and I think lost five in a row, if I'm correct. RCB, absolutely fire form. 1-6. We have already spoken about them on yesterday's episode. And
yes,
with Hyderabad, I think in the last game, I thought, you know, Punjab. This was when Punjab were batting. I thought Punjab really made a good choice, you know, batting first, because Hyderabad, when they bat first, Hyderabad have been really, you know, they have been excellent, but when they're chasing, they haven't been that good. And this was a test for Hyderabad, and they passed with flying colors, to be honest. It looked like they had no trouble at all. Aside from Travis Head losing Travis Head on the first ball of the innings. Aside from that, there were absolutely no troubles for Hyderabad. And that's why I think these four teams are evenly poised at the moment. I would say KKR have that upper hand, just because of the way their season has gone. But you never know with Hyderabad
question,
as well.
A question
with
to you about KKR, though. They've had two washouts.
Yes.
They had two washouts in a row. Do you think that might hinder them? Or
I was going to point that out, because those two abandoned games, I think, may sort of hinder their rhythm and the way they've gone. Lack of match practice, obviously, before the big games. And lack of, time on the ground, time on the pitch, bowling under the lights, batting under the lights, fielding under the lights with the crowds, but again, all these are professional athletes, so it shouldn't be a major issue. But with Hyderabad, they have, won their last game with such an ease. I think they will be really full of confidence. And they, with the Pat Cummins captaincy brand that we have seen, with Travis Head there at the top and Abhishek Sharma, with Bhuvneshwar Kumar, who has been rock solid this season, I think it's a formidable side, and they will have full confidence in their ability and their skill. And, even Hyderabad fans would be thinking, we have got this year, and they can go all the way. But I'm looking at that eliminator in Ahmedabad between Rajasthan and Bangalore, and I think that's an evenly poised, matchup, because Rajasthan here, you have Rajasthan who had first half, it was brilliant. Bangalore, second half, brilliant. And now they are competing for a position in the second qualifier. But I think Bangalore still have the upper hand with the way their recent form has gone.
Yeah, I think there's a case for all four teams to have hope in their team, for the fans to have hope in their team in the playoffs. There's a case for all four teams, doing well in this time of the season. I agree with you around KKR. It's going to be key how they, settle into their rhythm after such a long time without playing. I think Sunrisers had a similar issue before yesterday's game, where they had a washed out game and they had some interruptions. And I agree with you in the sense that the fact that they chased the score, I know it was against the depleted Punjab Kings team with nothing to play for. But to chase that down, I think, is a real big confidence boost for them, because you're right, chasing has been the problem for them this season. It's been the weakness for them. Batting first, they've been incredible, but it's chasing where they've probably been a little bit more on the weaker side. So
we should have guessed that with a couple of South Africans in the side, that chasing would be a problem for them.
He's gone in hard. T20 World Cup hasn't even started and going in on the South Africans.
50-over World Cup You're happened cruel. And we saw what happened when South Africans were chasing there.
Look, I hope from an Australian perspective we get South Africa in the semi-final, just quite if that's possible. I have to look at the permutations and how it's all structured. But Oh, yeah, to the IPL. Look, as and in the eliminator, man, the Battle of the Royals, Rajasthan, they've got no momentum heading into the playoffs. No Jos Buttler for them. RCB with all the momentum, as you mentioned, with six in a row. So there's so many amazing, beautiful storylines heading into these playoffs. But I've seen so many times over the years that playoffs is a whole different ball game and like a whole different competition. So you can go into the playoffs with great form, but then the playoffs come and teams sort of can't quite execute as well as they were in the league stage. The pressure's a bit different.
Yeah.
So, but the beauty of this, I think, is that all four teams are capable of producing in these games.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, looking at the impactful batters and impactful bowlers and the most valuable players that have been there so far in this season, you obviously got Virat Kohli at the top with the most runs and what a season he's having. So the Rajasthan, sorry, Bangalore will draw a lot of confidence from that. Him and Faf at the top, the way they went in the last game as well. Virat Kohli will absolutely be looking at playing with full confidence, just opening up and just playing with a lot of freedom. And then you obviously have, you know, Rajasthan, who have, you know, Sanju Samson and Riyan Parag, who have done exceptionally well for them this season with, you know, those two have been the most successful. You have Yashasvi Jaiswal as well, who has
They need Jaiswal to fire. Absolutely.
You've hit the nail on the head there because he hasn't fired, but he has fired at some stages and they need him to be consistent and show up at this moment. And for him as well, he will be looking forward to that T20 World Cup and probably seal his spot if there is a chance for him to do that. So it's going to be really key for Rajasthan as well. And when you look at the bowlers, you obviously have, Sunil Narayan at the top there for KKR, and you got Varun Chakravarti, you got Bhuvneshwar Kumar for Sunrisers Hyderabad. That game, with the bowling that KKR has and with the batting lineup that Hyderabad has, I think it's going to be a nail-biting finish.
You talk about the bowlers there and you've hit the nail on the head, right? This time of the year, you want your bowlers to come good because they're the ones that could win you the tournaments. We talk about batters win your games, bowlers win your tournaments. That's a sort of a cliche. I think that is so true in cricket because holding your nerve in the pressure situations is crucial. And I think that's why RCB, that's why they've come good because, yes, they've batted well, but the bowlers have held their nerve under pressure as we saw in that CSK game. And Bhuvneshwar Kumar, after a slow start to the tournament, he's come good.
Yep.
Chakravarti for KKR has been outstanding. Harshit Rana for KKR has also been really, really good. And Rajasthan have got quality bowlers in their ranks as well, as we all know. So it might come down to who executes the best, particularly in those high-pressure moments. Weather looks pretty good in Ahmedabad, very hot, clear conditions, so expect there to be dew. How are you going to hold your nerve at the back end with a wet ball? That's going to be crucial for the teams that are, you know, competing.
And look, I think that's where someone like a Bhuvneshwar Kumar comes into play with his experience, and even Pat Cummins with his experience.
100%.
And that's where Bangalore might struggle, is what I'm thinking, because they haven't got that kind of experience in their lineup. Aside from Yash Dal bowled exceptionally well, but when it comes to these crunch situations in semi-finals and finals, I think that experience matters a lot. You know, how you bowl with the old ball, how you bowl with the wet ball, like you said, and under the lights, with the dew taking effect. So it's going to be really crucial for, speaking about the first qualifier, for Hyderabad to make sure they make the right decision if they win the toss. And then speaking about the eliminator, to make sure Bangalore get their calculations right with who's going to bowl when.
Yeah, so for Hyderabad, what would you do? They're very good setting team. Would you bowl first or bat first if you're a Hyderabad, if you're Pat Cummins?
Look, knowing Pat Cummins and knowing how he thinks, I think he wouldn't change much. He'll just say, you know, let's stick to what has worked for us so far. Let's try and bat first. Let's set a big target because, as it's often said, in these games, in the finals, a big target right at the top can set you up for the entire game and even for the grand final as well. So Hyderabad will be definitely looking, you know, Travis said, Abhishek Sharma, go out there. You have all the freedom. Just let yourself lose and enjoy the game. And I think they'll look to target that 200, even 225, 230 mark.
Yeah, I think that sort of total will be a challenge on the bigger ground against good spinners in KKR. So that'll be a good test. But I agree with you. I think Pat Cummins, what his strength is in across all three formats is his clarity of thinking, particularly since the Ashes last year. I think since that Ashes experience, where he's really learned a lot about handling pressure and handling fast-moving environments, he's been really good as a captain in the white ball formats. So I agree with you on that. I think he's very, very clear in his thoughts, clear in his process. I wonder if KKR will do the same, if they'll bat first and look to put a big score themselves. The challenge they do have, though, KKR, is Phil Salt is not there anymore because he's gone. And Ramanullah Gurbaz, who's supposed to be his replacement, very good player, but he hasn't played yet because they've been the washed-out games. He hasn't had a chance to bat yet. So his first innings is going to be in a playoff. Not easy. But you've got great finishes. Both teams, Russell and Rinku Singh, etc., for KKR, Klassen and Co. for, and the likes of Nitish Kumar Reddy for Sunrisers Hyderabad. He's been a revelation this season as well. So, man, it's going to be a cracking game, that first one. I don't know. I don't know who to pick. I like
I'll
Sunrisers
go
because
with
they've got big momentum now, but
yeah
I don't know.
with look with Australia, sorry, not Australia, with the Australian captain Pat Cummins, and you got supposedly the future Indian captain Shreyas Iyer. It's going to be really interesting to see who fumbles first, and both of them have been excellent so far in this tournament. So, like you said, at the top for KKR, it has to be, Sunil Narayan has to go hard, and Shreyas Iyer has to step in, and they have to finish well with Rinku Singh and Russell as well. With Hyderabad, it's the same. It's sort of similar as well with Travis Head and Abhishek Sharma at the top, and then you got some excellent hitters in hit hard hitters of the ball in the middle order. So it's going to be an evenly matched. But to make things simple, I'll pick Hyderabad.
I think the thing is, you mentioned as well the top order batters. I think the power play bowlers are critical as well because Bhuvneshwar Kumar's got a good record against Sunil Narayan in the IPL. He's dismissed him twice in 25 balls. He's only conceded 28 runs. If he gets the better of that matchup in this game, with no Phil Salt there, you get into that KKR middle order as soon as possible. With Pat Cummins doing his thing, etc., that'll hold Sunrisers in good stead. So there's some matchups there that are absolutely vital. And the teams, you got all these analysts, they'll look at those matchups and they'll try to come out on the right side of them in these big games. So, yeah, it's going to be a cracking contest. It's going to be an absolute cracker.
I've also just realized that earlier I said, Hyderabad will target 220, 225. I've just realized that, even 4, maybe 3 years ago, no one would have thought of targeting that kind of score. Teams would have been happy with 175, 180 in these sorts of games. And now we've seen it's not enough. Even though you, as you rightly said, it's a bigger ground. It'll be an interesting pitch, but I still think that 200 and 210, sort of that range is the score they'll target.
Well, the last game on the ground, Gujarat Titans hit 231 against CSK. And the game before that, RCB chased 200 in 16 overs. So at that ground. So you're right. It's not enough. I think the impact player rule and is having a big impact on it, pun intended. And also the skill of the batters, of course, is contributing to that. But that impact player rule is having a huge role. And it'll be fascinating to see how that pans out in the qualifier.
So, before we finish, a quick question. Who's your pick for the first qualifier? Who's your pick for the second eliminator? Then go qualifier two, and then we'll speak about the final.
Look, knowing my picks over the last few episodes, if I pick a
Hannah,
team.
you're running away. Just quick picks.
No. The thing is, I'll feel sorry for the supporters of whoever I pick. I'll go with, let's go Sunrisers and let's go with Rajasthan Royals. But I'm
And
not confident on either of them at all.
okay, so you think Kolkata will and Bangalore will then play, sorry, Kolkata and Rajasthan will then play the second qualifier.
I think so. I think the Rajasthan got the bowlers to do it. They've got the bowlers to hold their nerve. But
oh,
I'm
so
not
Hyderabad
confident at
and
all.
Rajasthan in the final, you mean?
No, just to win those two games. So Rajasthan to win against RCB.
Yep.
And then I don't know what happens after that.
Oh, come on.
Keep me out
come
of
on.
it.
Nah, that was.
Maybe KKR to go all the way, I'd say. And
Nice.
they'll play maybe Hyderabad in the final.
Yeah,
But
good.
it's,
Okay.
the thing is, any result is possible, man. What about you? Are you
That's
confident
it.
in your
That's it.
picks?
Look, as I said, I'll go with Hyderabad for the first one. And for the second one, I'll go with RCB.
Wait, a reason for those picks, quickly.
Look, Hyderabad, I'm just more much more confident in their batting and overall bowling as well, because KKR, as we said, it's not a big issue, but they haven't played their last two games, and that I see as a break in momentum and break in rhythm. That's why I'll go with Hyderabad, and with RCB, I'm just going for the fun. I think I'll just
For the
pick them.
fun.
I'll just pick them for the fun.
Absolutely, they
And
can do it. Absolutely.
obviously you can speak about the momentum that they have had in the last six games, and
Yes.
that will play a big factor against a team who has lost their last four games. So that yes, absolutely, that is considered as well. So I'll go with Hyderabad going straight, obviously going straight to the final. Then RCB going to the qualifier, so that means RCB and KKR, and then I think RCB will win that, and RCB will play the final
Nice. So you got
against.
RCB going all the way to the final. Wow.
Yep. I just
Yep.
think,
Very
look,
possible.
honestly, I think the momentum that they've had at the moment, it's one of the best we have seen so far, in recent times, and I think they'll sort of really focus on that, and they'll take energy feed off that energy, and they'll look to sort of really play passionately and with dedication and go all the way.
Yeah, they've got all the momentum and all the belief at the moment, and how they can bounce back from all those celebrations and regroup and refocus is going to be the key. But there's
Like
a case for all four teams, absolutely.
Virat Kohli said last year, and that has been going around social media this year as well. Even if there's 1% chance, that's good enough.
Yeah, and I hope for RCB fans' sake that they do pull it off this season, because they've been longing for that IPL trophy.
What a story that will be. I think what a story that will
Yes.
be.
It'd be one of the great stories in cricket, no doubt about it, because from where they were, it'd be remarkable. So we'll wait and see in a week's time whether, we'll look forward to that IPL final, and we'll see who's in there. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a super over in here somewhere, man. It's really hard to pick.
That
It really
depends
is.
on
They're
the
all
script
evenly
writers,
matched.
though. That depends on the script writers.
Jay Shah.
Yeah, sure.
It's got to bring out the Jay Shah meme
Yeah.
sting, man.
That depends.
Oh man, as you mentioned, it's going to be great. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Please follow us on at CricBlogPod on X, or aka Twitter, Instagram as well. We'll post a bunch of reels on those channels of shorter content from our full episode. You can catch our full episode on YouTube and also Spotify, Apple, and wherever else you get your audio podcasts. So if you enjoy it, please like, comment, interact with us, let us know what you'd like to hear about in the future. There is the T20 World Cup coming up as well, so we're looking forward to that as well. Thanks, Nash, and thanks to all the listeners. Have a good one.